this is Passport to Texas. You know the story of spring, reawakening, renewal, and baby animals. That last part, baby animals, can be tricky. You see, sometimes we find infant wildlife when we're outdoors and want to rescue them, which might actually be more like kidnapping.
For example, a baby deer, a fawn, will hide quietly and mama will almost always come back. That's their strategy.
See what I mean? Jonah Evans is a mammalogist at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says unless an animal is injured or clearly in distress, leave it alone. But monitor it at a safe distance if you're concerned, and even then.
I recommend before touching an animal, call a rehabilitator and ask them.
Licensed rehabilitators know animal behavior and can provide guidance, which may also include instructions to leave the animal alone because of legal considerations.
There are actually some regulations about possessing certain wildlife that you have to make sure you're not violating. Possessing a non-game animal without a license could be in violation of certain laws.
And that can be avoided when you know who to call. Find a list of licensed wildlife rehabilitators by county on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.